You shall come back to yourself. Your senses shall come back. Your mind shall come back. Your brightness shall come back. Your health shall come back. Your peace shall come back. Your home shall come back. Your children shall come back. Your husband shall come back. Your wife shall come back. Your job shall come back. Your status shall come back. Your destiny shall come back. Your future shall come back.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
Some come back to life. When I say some come back to life, it means sons and daughters of God. Okay? When I say son, I mean a child of God. Whether you are a guy or you are a girl, a man or a woman, God says, come back to life. So when we say, son, come back to life, it means son of God, daughter of God, child of God, believer in God, come back to life. That is, come into the benefits of the Lord. Come into who you should be. The son you should be. The daughter of God that you ought to be. A clear template that the Lord designed for the life, God is saying, come back and fill that position. Absolutely. Every life has a template. Your life has a template. It's supposed to fill the template perfectly. They remove it and they bring it back. It's supposed to occupy exact position that God has designed your life for. Sometimes your life shifts to the side. Your life as a child of God is supposed to occupy a position. That's what we are talking about this morning. That place that we have formed with Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 20, can we read together, people of God?
Okay.
One day is coming that the Lord will bring back his people from captivity. According to the prophecy from Jeremiah, people that were taken captives, the Lord said he will restore them back into their land. Before they were sinners, and God punished them, and God sold them to slavery, he allowed their enemies to overpower them. So they lost their position. And guess what God said? God said he will forgive their sins, he will bring them back into their land. They will not be called a foreigner in a place anymore. They will be called a owner of the land. They will not be called somebody that is begging for space. They will be called the owner of the space. Amen?
Amen.
This is the position of God for your life. Everybody has a life that must be lived in abundance. There's always a time to struggle. Don't get me wrong. There's always a time that you will have to fight to acquire what you need. But the ultimate plan of God for your life is that you must own that which belongs to you.
Amen.
And this shall be your heritage in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The word of God says, son, come back home. Come back to life. Daughter, come back to life. Come and occupy God's position for your life. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. I will continue to save you something, you get it, so that we can move forward. Because the extent is that you get it right. That's the goal. God will restore all that you have lost in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The years that cattle worms and power worms have eaten, the Lord will restore back unto you.
Amen.
Everything that you have lost, the Lord will say He will return, He will restore it back unto you.
Amen.
You don't get it. The opportunity, the benefits, okay? The job, the promotion, okay? The blessing, the positions, all those things people have deprived you of, all those things that have been lost, God said He will bring them back into your life.
Amen.
And they shall come back in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sometimes it could be as a result of your sin. Sometimes it could be as a result of your disobedience. Sometimes it's because people God don't like your face. But listen, they are not God. You are not God. God is God. And He says He will bring them back for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That is, a man will not be able to stop your progress.
Amen.
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 Hope is for a tree. Let's open to that place in the book of Job chapter 14, verse 7. Okay, everybody, please, let's read together. We'll read verse 7 to 9. Let's read. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its tender shoot will not cease. Though its root may grow whole in the head, and its stone may die in the ground, yet, and a scent of water, it will burn, and bring forth branches like a plant. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will do what? It will do what? You know what it means? If a tree is cut down and it smells the water, it will come back to life. I don't think you are there yet. I don't think you are occupying the position God wants you to occupy. All right? If you are occupying the position God wants you to occupy, you probably not be where you are right now. I'll probably not be where I am right now. Okay? If you are complaining about something, that means you are not there yet. If there are some battles you are fighting in your life, that means that you are not there yet. If there are some struggles right now, that means you are not there yet. And that is where God is taking you, that what you have lost will come back. That greatness will actually materialize. That the dream of your life will become a reality. Hallelujah!
Amen.
That you will be able to put your hands on the bed and sleep nicely. And that you will be able to eat what you desire, not what circumstances is bringing on your table. That place that God has destined your life for is what I call the template of your life. And you will occupy it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The word of God says it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by what? By my spirit, says the Lord. That is, saw a man. Not by the virtue of somebody telling you, try to make you feel good. Or by the virtue of, I desire it. But by the virtue of, what? The word of God. By the virtue of God, that promised that He will never lie. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but a jot of His word will not go unaccomplished. Okay? By two immutable things, God sworn by His own name, by Himself. In blessing, He will bless you. In multiplying, He will do what? He will multiply you. Hallelujah!
Amen.
If you are a farmer, you will know what I'm talking about. Not everything you plant grows. Alright? Some, they will just get rotten and they will waste off. Out of thousands of seed, it might be only five that will grow and germinate properly. But that is not the purpose of the portion of God for your life. The portion of God for your life is that you will sow a few seeds, you will reap plenty fruit. You get the point? Get the concept right. Get the concept right. The principle of God is that you must be blessed. God is not the support of you are not doing anything. So God wants you to do something. Then once you do something, God wants you to be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. You shall be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything will work for your benefit in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Where the land has not been yielding for you, where the land has not been bringing forth fruit for you, I speak for the land in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The land will begin to bring you benefits in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The land will begin to bring you benefits in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This land shall begin to bring you benefits in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said the land shall bring you increase in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. There is hope for a tree. If it cut down, if it sends water, it shall sprout again. There is hope for a tree. If it cut down, it will, once it's met water, it will come back to life. Hallelujah. There is hope for a tree after it's been cut off. Okay? And the trunk remains in the ground. Even though it's dried, even though there is nothing, there is no water. And let there be a little dew on the soil, and it smells, it feels that something positive is around, it will come back to life.
Amen.
I am saying it to you, that scent, that smell, that thing is the blessing, is the power of the Lord. And you will begin to feel it. Your destiny will begin to feel it. Will begin to sense the power of God is in the atmosphere.
Amen.
The power of God is in the atmosphere. All that you have lost will begin to gather together and return back into your life.
Amen.
The dry land will begin to become a wet land for you.
Amen.
Every great thing that has become dead will come back to life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 It's over a tree.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
Let's quickly go to the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1. Let me read. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of what? Full of dry bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. Verse 3. And he said to me, Son of man, can this bone live? So I answered, Oh Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, All dry bones, hear the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you, and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, that you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling and the bones came together, bones to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. And he said to me, Prophesy to this breath, to the breath. Prophesy to the breath, prophesy. Son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slaves, that they may live. So I prophesied as he was commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood up. Stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to the Son of Man, These bones. and the whole house of Israel. Then in this day our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, all my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from their graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know I am the Lord when I open the graves, all my people, and brought you up from the graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You shall come back to yourself.
Amen.
Your senses shall come back.
Amen.
Your mind shall come back.
Amen.
Your brightness shall come back.
Amen.
Your health shall come back.
Amen.
Your peace shall come back.
Amen.
Your home shall come back.
Amen.
Your children shall come back.
Amen.
Your husband shall come back.
Amen.
Your wife shall come back.
Amen.
Your job shall come back.
Amen.
Your status shall come back.
Amen.
Your destiny shall come back.
Amen.
Your future shall come back.
Amen.
I say your destiny shall come back.
Amen.
Your life shall come back.
Amen.
You shall regain your confidence.
Amen.
You shall regain your boldness.
Amen.
You shall regain your strength.
Amen.
You shall regain your abilities.
Amen.
You shall regain your enablement.
Amen.
You shall be strong.
Amen.
You shall be the giant of the Lord.
Amen.
You shall be the soldier of the Most High.
Amen.
You shall possess the land.
Amen.
You shall eat the fruit of the land.
Amen.
You shall be fruitful and flourishing.
Amen.
In this land, in the name of Jesus. Because this is the word of the Lord. Come back to life. Come back to your senses. Come back to yourself. Hallelujah. Come back to yourself. I don't care what your past story was. I don't care what happened in the past. Everybody has passed. I have passed. You have passed. Alright? But that is not where we are dwelling right now. We are dwelling on the promises of God. The real original plan for your life. That's what we are talking about. I said you are not going to live another man's life anymore. You will occupy your position and you will enjoy your position.
Amen.
Somebody is not getting it. Live your life in joy, in peace, in abundance. Amen. Listen, you go to work, when you come back home, live a good life for yourselves. For yourself. By the time you come back home, have your nice movie on the TV and watch. Okay? Put the right food on the table and eat. Please. Don't live the patched up life anymore. Live the food life. A full, a complete life. Okay? Live a complete life. Enjoy your life. Enjoy it right now. Because this is, God does not make you to live the life of oppression. Many of us, we don't know we are under oppression. Money we have in the pocket, but we don't have peace.
Exactly.
We are bothered with so much pressure that is around us. Leave them alone. Problem comes, problem goes. Our older people, they will tell you, there is no day you will not need prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Prayers will continue. Prayer does not have an end. Stop agitating. Pray, live in hope, enjoy the benefit that God has given to you, continue to serve God.
Amen.
That is all about life.
Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Enjoy every bit of life that God has given to you.
Amen.
Enjoy it very well. This is not money. This is not money. This is not PhD, MSP. Whatever title you are carrying around, that is not what we are talking about. How many of them don't have peace? How many of them are there and they are committing suicide? Do you know how many people commit suicide on each day, every day, because they lost money in the stock market? A lot of people killing themselves. And look at these people, the shoes they are wearing, maybe campaign will be for 6 months.
Yeah.
Yet they still go and kill themselves. So this is what we're talking about today. The Lord wants you to come back to your sense and enjoy the best of your life as a child of God. Now, let's bring this to a conclusion this morning. The Bible says in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Let's read together. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. So what we're talking about today is that your life must be in agreement with God. Your life must be in agreement with God. Then blessings stay on you. The blessings enrich your life. Not that you don't get blessed as a child of God, but when your life is not in agreement with God, the blessings washes away. This is like rain falling. Do you know how many people receive rain that fall from heaven? Everybody on earth, right? Blessing of God comes on everybody. Either you are this or you are that. What makes the blessing of God to stay in your life is when you stay in the will of God.
Amen.
Your life must key in into what God wants for the blessing to stay with you. That is the principle that we are not getting yet. It's not that God doesn't want to bless you. It's not that God does not release the blessing. But blessing becomes washed away like the drain in the shower. So it's not about how much you are getting paid per hour. It's about how much you stay in the will of God for that money to become rewarding in your life. You can get all the money, nobody gets sick, but you invest the money and you lose the money. Money can get out of you by any means. What can make God to stay with you, make money to stay with you, is God. So that Bible says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and come from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and do what? Heal their land. Sir, your home will be home of peace.
Amen.
Your money will be money of peace.
Amen.
Your investment will be rewarding.
Amen.
You will put effort, you will get reward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every child of God is supposed to have a declaration of faith. Okay? A child of God who has come to himself, who has come to herself, should be able to say, I am made in the image of God. God is my Father. I have all rights to enjoy his benefit. That is, your agreement, your profession of faith also plays some role. Your pastor can't agree for you. You have to agree for yourselves. You have to come to a conclusion. You have to have confidence in yourself that God has said I will be successful, and so I must be successful. Amen?
Amen.
You must claim it to yourself. You must be a person of faith. You must declare it in faith that it shall be well with you.
Amen.
Your focus must be the word of God. Hallelujah! So, declare the word of God into your life. Do you know how to declare the word of God into your life? We are going to demonstrate it this morning. Somebody say after me, I am made in the image of God.
God is my Father.
I have all rights to enjoy his benefits. I am made in the image of God. God is my Father. I have all rights to enjoy his benefits. I am made in the image of God. God is my Father. And I have all rights to enjoy his benefits.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.